This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Perhaps the people outside of the United States who hoped for an end to the Trump administration most are the Palestinians. Trump and his allies strongly supported the right-wing government of Benjamin Netanyahu with policies such as moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. To highlight the state of workers and their labor organizations in Palestine, the UK union Unison held a webinar recently. Unison is one of Britain's largest trade unions with 1.3 million members. The webinar was moderated by Margaret McKee, the chair of Unison's International Committee. One of the participants she introduced was Asaf Adiv, the National Director of the Workers' Advice Center. The WAC, which operates under its Arabic name, MAHAN, is a union and a political organization which is based in Israel and organizes both Palestinian and Israeli workers in the occupied territories.
The final speaker today is Asaf Adiv, Executive Director and Founder of the MAHAN Workers' Association. Asaf played a leading role in the development of MAHAN from the Workers' Advice Centre to be one of the four general trade unions recognised in Israel. He has a unique knowledge and experience in organising both Israeli and Palestinian workers. Asaf is a long-standing political and human rights activist in the fight for Palestinian rights and progressive agenda in Israel. He served 18 months in prison during the First Intifada, 1988 to 1989, for his activity in support of Palestinian freedom. Asaf.
Okay, thank you for this invitation, and I really appreciate the readiness and the openness of Unison as a union and the comrades in the International Committee of Unison to cooperate with us and work with us and discuss with us for quite a long period. And this is really appreciated because we, as a relatively young union initiative, can learn a lot from the experience and the knowledge of a union like Unison and the general trade union movement in Britain. I think that it is very important to note that MAHAN Workers Association, in this situation of pandemic and really economic and health and social and human challenge to so many workers, especially Palestinian workers, continues to do the work, continues to stay there 24/7 for the rights of workers, for the standing of workers' rights, and doing a lot of work. And I will try to explain in this short introduction of what we are doing. A very, very challenging period. We feel ourselves as part of something that happened recently, which is the defeat of Donald Trump in the recent U.S. elections by Joe Biden. We see the 4 years of Donald Trump in the White House as completely destructive, not just for the Americans, and we know, but also for the peace and freedom for the Palestinians and for progress in the Middle East. Under Trump, they made fake peace agreements with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and actually starting negotiations with Saudi Arabia. This is not a replacement for the rights of the Palestinians, and it is really more of an alliance of the reactionary forces in this area against progressive forces and against Palestinian rights. And we believe that this change in America brings the possibility that there will be change also here in this area, and we need a big, big change here. While it is important to work for the right of every worker, when we talk about Palestinian workers who are working in Israel, and we're talking about more than 100,000 workers work inside Israel and in settlements, which create a lot of income for the Palestinian economy, of course, for these workers, but they actually create a very important source of income for the Palestinian economy. These workers are working in a very difficult condition, what is called a DDD, the difficult, dangerous, and dirty jobs in the construction area, in the agriculture, and in the industry, especially. We're talking about the Atarot industrial zone in the north of Jerusalem and also in the settlements. And what we are trying to do, and this is something that I want to explain, is trying to get these workers organized. And there is a possibility, according to the legal situation of workers in Israel to organize, this is the right of these workers also to organize. So when these workers are organizing, they are learning how to behave, how to act as actors, as active actors, and not just be victims, and to become people who take responsibility in a solidarity way, together, to plan action, and to know for the long run what they are doing. And in the last year and a half, before COVID and in the midst of the COVID crisis, we have been able to organize 12 new places in three industrial zones: Shor Adomim, east of Jerusalem on the road to Jericho, Atarot that I mentioned in Jerusalem, and Nitzanei Shalom, which is inside Tul Karem. We are using very heavily social media, especially Facebook. Each worker today has on his personal phone Facebook. And usually when we put out information about the situation of workers or a struggle or a strike, we are getting tens of thousands of people that look at these things and contact us, a lot of contacts. All of these places, workers have started to sign union forms, to join WAC, MAAN, and we are approaching the employer and forcing upon the employer, sometimes through court cases, sometimes through strike actions, to negotiate the rights of these workers. In one of these factories, for example, workers for more than 20 years never got a payslip. And since we organized, they started to get the payslip. They started to get the proper social rights. One of the things that we did, for example, recently, this was last week, in a court case, National Labor Court, we said that in companies that are stationed in Atarot, Palestinian workers are working there, the payment authority continued to deduct from their salary membership dues to the Hestadrut while they were members of MAAN. And this was something that was unbelievable because these workers decided, they took a decision, voluntary decision to join a union, and then the authorities obliged them to pay for the Hestadrut. And this is something that we approached the court for. There was a decision to stop all this kind of deducting of dues from Palestinian workers. And this means that every Palestinian worker now, and we're talking about 70,000 workers who work legally inside Israel, are not deducted from the salary this 50 shekels per month or 600 shekels per year anymore since this decision. Sometimes we are asked, and it is important to understand, these workers don't have a choice. They go to work in Israel because they don't have other places to work. If MAAN is an organization that is registered in Israel, but is committed to the rights of every worker, Palestinians and Israelis, this is our responsibility to stand up for these women and men.